من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue today with Al-Ghazali. The second virtue after Tawbah, though we hadn't sort of finished Nizar's question on Tawbah, he said that if Tawbah is such a personal thing, then why should we sort of have gatherings or congregational du'as together rather than should be left to the individual? Well, the real meaning of Tawbah is remorse. I mean, if a person just says Astaghfirullah, Tawbah or something, it just means nothing. But even repeating it is there in the hadith, even tasbih of Astaghfirullah, is just to remind us that we need to do Tawbah, and this could trigger the real Tawbah. And so remembering, I mean, there is no harm in it. There are lots of sins which do not require much more than just remembering or remorse that we have actually sinned against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said the other day, remembering Tawbah and not doing anything is much better than not remembering Tawbah and not doing anything. I mean, obviously remembering Tawbah and saying even Astaghfirullah is better than not doing anything at all. So anyway, the second virtue which he says is sabr and shukr. Now these are also terms which we are very familiar with, and though fuqahas do not sort of mention these things, but as far as religious literature is concerned, sabr and shukr are mentioned thousands of times in the Quran as well as in the hadith. As far as sabr is concerned, there is a hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam that if kala inna Allah ta'ala an'am ala qawmin falam yashkuru fasarat alayhim wabalan, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you some ni'mah, and this ni'mah is general, I mean, we'll see ni'mah can be anything, it's not only wealth, it could be health, wealth, intelligence and many other things. If Allah gives anybody a ni'mah or a qawm, and if they do not thank Him, they do not are not thankful, then that is a wabal, that is a calamity for them. Because if they don't do it, they are sinning. I mean, they are suffering because of it, because if they are not doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِبْتَلَ قَوْمًا بِالْمَصَائِبِ فَصَبَرُوا فَصَارَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ نِعْمَةً. Another group of people, if Allah has not given them anything, or in fact He has afflicted them with something, قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَ قَوْمًا بِالْمَصَائِبِ, if they are afflicted with some hardship, and if they are patient, then this is a ni'mah for them. So if a ni'mah is given by Allah and we are not thankful, then that is a sin, sort of a punishment for us, an affliction for us. And if there is an affliction and we are patient, then there is a ni'mah and we'll be rewarded for it. And there is another hadith which says, and also Ghazali quotes this quite often, we have it from our books as well, Al-Jannatu mahfufatun bil-makari was-sabr. Jannah, that is paradise, is surrounded by hardship, and that's for patience. فَمَنْ سَبَرَ عَلَى الْمَكَارِ فِي الدُّنْيَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and whoever is patient on these hardships, then he will enter heaven. وَجَهَنَّمْ مَحْفُوفَةٌ بِاللَّزَّاتِ وَالشَّحْوَاتِ فَمَنْ عَعْتَى نَفْسَهُ لَزَّتَهَا وَشَحْوَتَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ دخل النار. And Jahannam is surrounded by desires, and lazat is sort of pleasures and desires and temptations, and whoever gives himself to these desires and temptations, then he will enter the fire. Now sabr And as we all know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us lots of ni'mah. Those who believe in Allah consider everything from Allah. And for this world to function properly, everybody cannot be equal. There have to be differences. And when it means differences, it means that somebody may be wealthy, somebody is poor, somebody is healthy, somebody is sick, somebody is tall, somebody is not tall, somebody is good looking, somebody is ugly, somebody is intelligent, somebody is not that intelligent, and so on and so forth. Thousands of ni'mas and differences you can see and you can count. And so the differences means that some are lower and some are higher, some have more and some are. And this is what the Quran terms mata'ul hayati dunya. These are means for living in this world, to go by this world. And that doesn't mean that Allah hates us or He loves us if He gives these things. Or if He doesn't, He hates us. And for this world to function properly, these differences have to be there. Everybody cannot be all same, sort of equal, identical. The world is in such a state, in such a way that things have to be different for people to interact, for society to work properly. So some people may have something, some and not other, and others would have something and not something else. So those who have to be thankful. They have to realize the whole point of all these things, sabr and shukr, is that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He has given, we have to be thankful. If He hasn't given, we have to be patient. And that is also a type of thankfulness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we say is just, He cannot ask us for things that He didn't give us. If He hasn't given us money, we cannot go for Hajj, He's not going to ask us why He didn't go for us. There is no Hajj for us. If He hasn't given you strength, He will not ask you why He didn't help this person. He hasn't given you health, He cannot ask you why He didn't perform this thing or that thing for which health is necessary. So you will only be judged according to what He has given you and what your capability is. This sabr and shukr, in fact, help us a lot in this world to pass, to sort of stop the conflicts in this world. If we start looking at everybody who has got everything that we don't have and we want it and start fighting for it, then there is chaos. So sabr is important, that we realize that everything, we cannot have everything, and that we will only be judged according to what we have, and we have to be patient. And similarly, those who have to spend it in such a way that Allah has ordained that it should be spent. Whatever ni'mah that is, you have to spend it in the right path, in the limit, within the limits that Allah has set. And this is shukr, nothing more than this. In fact, the Imam was asked another hadith saying that, what is shukr? So shukr is realizing that whatever you have got, whatever ni'mah you have got is from Allah. Even if you don't say Alhamdulillah or something, this is shukr. This is, you have sort of paid or done shukr if you realize this, that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is fine. Allah is happy with it. And furthermore, even other hadiths which say that to do the right even more than this, says anybody who says Alhamdulillah with realizing that what it means, that is praise belongs to Allah, this is from Allah, that is the shukr. There is a hadith in Al-Kafi, it says that once when the Imam came out from prayers, his camel was lost. And he said, if Allah returns me this camel, then I will be grateful the right way, whatever it desires to be grateful. And when it was found, he said, Alhamdulillah. And then the people said, you are going to be really grateful. He said, wasn't I? Didn't I say Alhamdulillah? That is being really grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing more than that. And we must also remember, and this is also stated in the hadith, that when we are being thankful, remember that this itself is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's related in the hadith from Musa alayhi salam that Allah says that be thankful. And He said that how can I be thankful? Even if I say I am thankful, then it is from what you have given me, the tongue you have given me, everything you have given. How can I be thankful? I mean, For being thankful, I will have to be thankful again for you for letting me be thankful, for giving me all the means and the intention and everything to be thankful. So being thankful itself is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to be thankful for them. And as we quote another hadith, there is a hadith which says, if anybody who is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something else always falls. There are two things which do not go. They always go together. One is being thankful, and the other is Allah increasing that ni'mah for you. If you are being thankful for a particular ni'mah, Allah is always going to increase that ni'mah and will not decrease it for you, but will increase it, saying that my slave is thankful and gives you more of it. So we see that, I mean, being thankful so here we come, I mean, people have been saying that a lot of time we have been saying the wealth or the material goods in this world are bad, keep them away. I mean, Ghazal keeps on going. But even if you are given them and if you are thankful, that is a good thing. And when he says, and he mentions it himself, that when I say that these things are bad, it is because most of the people are not thankful. When they get it, they forget being thankful and they transgress the limits. And it is only a few who are capable and strong enough to withstand the temptations which come with wealth, health, power and all these things, that they can keep within the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they can keep, well and good. As he says that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring Sulaiman as a witness against those who are rich and not spending their richness and power in the right path. That, look, we had slaves as well who are rich, who are powerful, and they lived according to what I had said. And he will bring Ayyub alayhi salam as a witness against those who are poor and afflicted with all sorts of difficulties. That, look, here is Ayyub. We afflicted him with the most difficult afflictions, as he is known in all hadith and Islamic literature. And he was patient. I mean, you could have been patient. I mean, there is no reason that you couldn't have been patient, just like Ayyub was. So he'll bring those as witnesses against these people who might claim that we were wealthy, you gave us all these things and we couldn't sort of live within the limits, or those who say that you didn't give us anything and we couldn't live within the limits. Now, what is sabr and what is shukr? Sabr, as the hadith says, can be on three things. It's not only on difficulties. Sabr is when you do, or you convince yourself to live or obey Allah in things that He has told you to be done. So the wajibats and all the other rules of religion, if you do them, this is also sabr. Making yourself do these things. Or keeping away from things that Allah has forbidden. This is sabr. And the third category is being patient on things, on hardship of this world. Because after all, the religious sort of prayers, fasting, giving alms, all these things are difficult. They are not easy things to do. And keeping them, doing them regularly on time, not easy. All of us know, doing it once may be easy, but doing it continuously every day is not easy. So doing or forcing oneself to do this thing, this is sabr. The last category is not within our ikhtiyar or choice. If Allah afflicts us with a disease, makes us poor, have an accident, all these things, all there is natural disasters, these are not within our capabilities. And to be patient is to bear with these things without grumbling and complaining a lot and becoming despondent of Allah's rahmah. Because becoming despondent of Allah's rahmah, mercy, that Allah now thinking that Allah has rejected us, we have nothing, we are disappointed totally, that we'll never be good again. This is one of the big sins as per some of the hadiths. And even the Quran There is an ayah which says that only the kuffars are the ones who are disappointed or despondent of Allah's rahmah. So patience it is something that helps us to live in this world. It's not something only helpful for religious or pious people, but even if we are not religious, patience helps us to get on with this life without looking at things. And as the hadith, as there are other hadiths which said, do not ever look at those who are above you when you want to be patient. Look at those who are below you. Because in this world you will always find those who are above you, those who are below you. It's very rarely that one of us is at the top of something in this world. We are neither the richest person, nor the most intelligent person, nor the most powerful person, nor whatever. So we can always look at those who are above and those who are below us. So always look at those who are below you, and you will be thankful. And if you look at above you, be patient that you are not like that. So it helps us to live this world. But it is necessary for the world to function that there may be differences. We cannot all be the same. And that's why it is said that there are some du'as. It is said that, the du'a we recite in Ramadan after Isha, saying that, oh Allah, make everybody who is poor wealthy. So it said, somebody listened to this du'a and he went away. He said, this is nonsense. I mean, how can Allah make everybody wealthy and give shifa or cure to everybody who is sick? I mean, if everybody becomes cured, everybody becomes wealthy, everybody becomes free, everybody becomes this, then the world will not function. So he went away. Somebody said, look, the thing is that this du'a is not meant for Allah. We are not asking Allah actually. This du'a is for us. That when we are saying that make Allah make everybody wealthy, then it is encouraging us to help the poor, to help the sick, to help those who are in prison, to free slaves. We are being encouraged by these du'as. There are many du'as. The reason for that is not asking from Allah, but encouraging us to do it. Because after all, Allah is not going to, even if He made everybody equal, the world will not function. The world as we know it will not function. Now, as we didn't have a lot of time today, I think we'll have to stop here, not to sort of disturb other lessons. But I see another 3 lectures, and then we'll finish with Ghazali, and then you can take these holidays to think what else do you want to do after we finish Ghazali. Assalamu alaikum.